Activists are using May Day rallies in Massachusetts to call for greater protections for undocumented immigrants. A march on Springfield City Hall was scheduled to protest Mayor Dominic Sarno's refusal to designate Springfield a sanctuary city.
We demand that Springfield become a sanctuary city. What that means, right? That's right. What that means is that the police in this city will not collaborate with Immigration Customs Enforcement.
Deanna Sierra is an organizer at the Pioneer Valley Workers Center, which estimates there are 6,000 undocumented immigrants living in Springfield.
As many folks know, it's an embarrassment that Mayor Sarno has voiced his opposition to sanctuary city legislation. But we are here to say that that decision is not his to make. As the workers and immigrants of this city, we demand protection with or without his consent, and we will win it.
Yeah.
Even though the U.S. government has deported fewer people to date than at this time a year ago under President Obama, activists say the rhetoric of President Trump has raised anxiety in Springfield's immigrant community. Marty Nathan, a physician, said she sees it every day in patients at a clinic in Springfield's predominantly Latino North End neighborhood.
We do our best to meet their mental health needs, but today the mayor of Springfield has the chance to provide the intervention that hundreds of hours of counseling cannot. He has the opportunity to make Springfield a sanctuary city where police do not waste their time doing the job of immigration enforcement, but of fighting crime.
Sarno has said repeatedly since January he has no intention of joining fellow Democratic mayors in cities including Boston, Holyoke, and Northampton, who have vowed to defy Trump's threat to punish sanctuary cities by withholding federal funds. In February, Sarno refused a request to meet with local activists to discuss his stance. Sarno said he told a special assistant to President Trump during a telephone call in March that Springfield is not and would not become a sanctuary city.
You know, I also indicated to them that we will continue to work with federal officials. Anything that the coming down pertaining to violent criminal offenders or illegal immigrants.
The Springfield City Council is scheduled to vote on a May Day resolution sponsored by Councilor Adam Gomez.
This shouldn't be a political stance in opposition with each other that creates some kind of a battle, you know, between us and the executive branch.
Rallies in Boston and its suburbs Monday called for Massachusetts lawmakers to approve the Safe Communities Act. The proposal would make Massachusetts a so-called sanctuary state, where state agencies would be limited in their cooperation with federal immigration authorities. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.